Let's move on to the next screen. And this is where you begin to break down initiating, for example, into the subcomponents that the PMI wants. So looking at initiating, you can see, say I spent 500 hours initiating a project. I need to break down those 500 hours further into how many hours did I spend conducting project selection methods to evaluate the feasibility of new products or services. I need to break that down. If it's zero, I leave it at zero. How many hours did I spend identifying key stakeholders to perform an analysis and gain buy-in and requirements for the success of the project? Say it was 300 hours, I would put that in. Define the scope of the project based on the organization need to meet the customer project expectations. 50 hours, I put that in. Develop the project charter and review it with key stakeholders.
Is that what the PMI would do? Is that what a PMP certified project manager should do? Again, I can't overstate. Read the PMBOK guide, fourth edition. Practice as much questions as possible. Get used to reading very long questions. You might come across questions of four lines long. You need to be able to read those questions and decode what exactly they're asking you to. Again, there will be seemingly meaningless and unanswerable questions. In order to answer those kind of questions or get used to them,
let's round up by talking about the timeline of the PMP credential process.
Step 1, application submission. You have 90 days from the time you start your application to complete it in PMI system. Step 2, application completeness review. After the system has verified that all the information